We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, green going viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Garay, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tipiracoa, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazo, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazo. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service on MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, channel 21 on Khan Artail Cable TV. In Erenet City, channel Z26 on Tla Tengel Cable TV, and channel 50 on Chimera Cable TV. In Sukhbatursi, Ling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tla, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47, and Orange Cable Company, channel 65. In Hotel, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Commission donates 6 million euros in aid to Sri Lanka. In sustainability news, Dubai takes steps to enhance its green area. In veg news, a free book shows how affordable and accessible plant-based products are in New Zealand. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 27, renowned musical genius Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in 1756 in Salzburg, Austria. Amadeus means the one loved by God. He composed his first minuets at the age of 5 and symphonies at age 9. Both a virtuoso of piano and violin, Mozart is most well known for his masterful creations of more than 20 operas, as well as 15 masses, 40 concerts, 60 symphonies and more. Some of his very famous works include the Coronation Mass and the operas, The Marriage of Figaro and Don Giovanni. May the heavenly music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart continue to bring joy to beings for eons to come.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. After the massive January 12th earthquake that crushed the nation's capital, at least 150,000 are known to have perished. Among the some 3 million survivors, many suffered wounds and are still in need of basic medical and humanitarian aid.
With her heartfelt sorrow for the affected Haitian people, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly offered $40,000 in immediate relief assistance, requesting that our association's relief teams go help in whichever ways are most needed. She also asked for urgent medical and surgical care to be provided. When combined with contributions that have also been steadily increasing from our association members, a collective $190,000 donation is being used to obtain $6.9 million in needed materials, if bought in the United States, based on Haiti's cost of living.
Following initial work in both Haiti and the Dominican Republic, our association's relief team went to the Dakini Seventh-day Adventist Hospital in Carrefour, where hundreds of severely wounded, their family members, and even volunteer staff members had been in need of medical treatment, food supplies, and cooked meals. One of our association's physicians, a wound care specialist, shares a first-hand report.
We worked together with other team of doctors to facilitate the care. They don't have specialists in wound care, which is, you know, a major need here, because after amputation or after any type of surgery, without post-operative wound care check, patient can get infection and can become septic. And if you have septic shock, you can die from it. They have all kinds of physicians, but they just happen not to have the wound care specialty. And it happened that I'm a wound specialist. So they're very happy that they have such a specialist in wound care who can help to take care of the patients after surgery to prevent further infection.
With the injuries of countless quake survivors going untreated for days, amputations were needed as life-saving procedures in some cases, followed by wound management to avoid potentially lethal infection. The doctors of our association's relief team helped to treat such patients, all too many of whom had lost family members to the disaster.
It was this morning that we treated a Haitian woman with multiple injuries of her limbs, especially both of her hands and her head. She was having fever and she was having excruciating pain. Her medical condition is not stabilized. She's at the border of getting septic shock. We discovered that in her head she has an injury that was infected. And after we drain it, she was singing Jesus' song, thanking us because she feels much better now.
In addition to offering vital medical support, a special team of our association members arrived to provide safely prepared nutritious vegan meals for both staff and patients at the Carrefour facility.
Vegan foods are easier, it's more efficient, especially right now with this type of contaminated environment. Meat itself is not safe already. With the earthquake victim, their immune system is already weakened by the fact that they themselves are sick from their own injuries. So having vegan food helps to enhance their immune system and at the same time help them with the healing process.
Through our association's relief work, Supreme Master Ching Hai's concern and love reached and touched the Haitian people.
They're very brave, regardless to how much they suffer. They didn't have good pain medication. I wish I can do more to make them feel better. But at the same time, they always tell us that they're very thankful that we're there. They know that all the care that we provide are being sent from Master. And they said, thank you, the Supreme Master Ching Hai. They start smiling and they start singing and they just keep saying, Master Ching Hai. I'm very thankful that Master has sent us here to be part of the relief team, to be able to share the love that Master has for everyone, especially for the Haitian people at this time.
We thank the Haitian and international governments and humanitarian workers from all corners of the globe who are there serving the quake afflicted. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving aid and for our association's relief team's dedicated response. Our prayers for the stability and recovery of the good-hearted Haitian people as we look forward to the day when such turbulent events are no more. Through their growing compassion, we extend to all lives and our planet.
Europe once again in the grips of fatally cold weather. With sub-zero temperatures being registered throughout Central and Eastern Europe, Romania confirmed 23 casualties over the past weekend and called on hospitals to welcome the homeless in need of shelter. At least 6 people succumbed to the cold in the Czech Republic, while temperatures as low as minus 35 degrees Celsius in Poland claimed 12 lives, and 8,000 residents in eastern regions were without power on Sunday.
2 fatalities were reported in Turkey, where a fierce snowstorm also caused residents in Istanbul to lose power, and villages near the Greek and Bulgarian borders were isolated as snow blocked major roads. Meanwhile, Germany has been hit by snows and freezing temperatures, with 14 homeless persons who passed away from the cold this winter. Lithuania and Ukraine have also been affected, with schools being closed in the central city of Kremenchuk, Ukraine, to protect students from the weather that has taken 169 lives since the start of the season.
In late December 2009, when several of these same European nations were faced with intense cold, Supreme Master Ching Hai had expressed her love and prayers, asking that our Native Association members go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable in the affected countries. She also added that funds were available as necessary. Our appreciation, officials, for your initiatives to protect the vulnerable. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive care to those most in need. As we convey our sympathies to all those who have lost loved ones, we pray for their smooth resuming of regular lives and that such extreme conditions are eased through our transition to gentler, more earth-considerate lifestyles.
Quakes shake Japan, Solomon Islands, and Indonesia. On Monday, January 25th, a quake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale shook Kagoshima Prefecture in southwestern Japan. That same day, tremors of 5.6 magnitude jolted both the Solomon Islands in the western Pacific Ocean and Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Thankfully, there were no tsunami warnings issued and no immediate reports of damage or injuries. We are relieved to know of everyone's safety and pray for their continued protection during such distressing events. May conditions as these be lessened through our loving actions towards the environment and each other.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Israel resumes payments to Palestinians, Gazan residents who were former employees in Israel and are therefore eligible for benefits will receive them for the first time since they were suspended in 2007. The resumption of the payments, which include national insurance and pension stipends that total some $535,000 monthly, are being reinstated as a humanitarian gesture through the cooperation of various Israeli agencies. We are gladdened to know of this conciliatory gesture to restore the lives of pensioners in Gaza. With heaven's grace, may relations continue to normalize between Israel and Palestine in ever-growing peace and cooperation.
Drug given to pigs raises questions for human health. To prevent male pigs from releasing a hormone that is said to adversely affect the taste of the meat, farms widely castrate male piglets physically, very often without anesthetics. As an alternative method, a synthetic chemical vaccine that causes a similar hormonal effect has now been legally permitted in the UK, along with 53 other countries where it is already in use. This chemical injection prevents puberty while making male pigs gain more weight.
However, concerns have been raised regarding its effect on human health and the environment, especially since scientific studies have already linked hormones and other artificially introduced substances in meat to diseases such as cancer. The British Assured Food Standards Agency has rejected the vaccine based on anticipated consumer safety concerns, following the 2008 introduction of what was later discovered to be the dangerous synthetic chemical dioxin.
From the widespread use of chemical antibiotics and hormones to the animals' utterly foul and confined spaces, livestock farming poses risks to public health in ways we have only recently begun to understand. These include the origination of such viruses as the H1N1 swine flu. The most recent global death toll from this pandemic is calculated to be more than 28,510, a rise of several thousand since 1 week ago. However, both infections and fatal cases are known to be many times higher due to the number that go completely uncounted. In Egypt, official swine flu fatalities just rose by another 4 to 244, while Ukraine reported that flu-like illnesses have cost 1,019 lives.
We send our sorrowful condolences to the loved ones of swine flu's latest victims. May all such animal-borne afflictions soon subside as we choose only cruelty-free, organic, vegan fare to nourish and ensure the vitality of all.
Before seeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food.
Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Millions of Muslims gather in prayer in Bangladesh in honor of the three-day Bishwa Ijtema, or World Muslim Congregation. At least 4 million Muslims from around the world, including the country's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, gathered in prayer from Friday to Sunday, January 24th, near Dhaka. This is the second largest such congregation after the Hajj pilgrimage. The World Muslim Congregation is held to remember Islamic beliefs and values and pray for peace. We join in tribute and the wish for a meaningful gathering during the holy days of Bishwa Ijtema. May Allah bless participants' uplifting prayers and bringing peace among all in the world.
Save our planet. Methane emissions foretell runaway climate change. Scientists at Edinburgh University in Scotland have observed a 31% increase in methane emitted by high-latitude permafrost or Arctic tundra in just the past 5 years. They also note that global warming in the Arctic is occurring at twice the rate as anywhere else on Earth, with some regions having already warmed by 2.5 degrees Celsius. Dr. Philippe Chais with the Laboratory for Climate Sciences and the Environment in France reported in 2009 that vast stores of methane could be released with just a 2 degrees Celsius average global rise.
As Arctic soils store billions of tons of the gas, which has far more warming potential than carbon dioxide, the thawing of this region could create what has been called a ticking time bomb that would overwhelm any human efforts to halt it.
Dr. Chais and University of Edinburgh researchers, we appreciate your observations and their resounding call to action. Let us step urgently while we still have time towards sustainable solutions that preserve our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often emphasized the critical danger of triggering such a methane release, as well as what we can do to halt it, as during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea.
I would say that the most serious one is the frightening prospect of runaway global warming, described by scientists as the conditions that will trigger out-of-control climate change effects. This runaway warming of the climate could easily be caused by melting permafrost, which is the frozen soil extending across the vast expanse of the Arctic tundra. As the permafrost melts, it releases methane stored underground. Since 2007, scientists have seen more and more evidence of methane from permafrost melt, with recent discoveries of pure methane gas bubbling up from the bottom of Arctic lakes in both northern Canada and Russia. The more people who eliminate meat and indeed all animal products from their life, the more we have a chance to save the planet, and not only that, to actually restore our earthly home to her original grace and beauty, and even more so, more than what we have known. More beautiful, more abundant, more peace, more gladness than what we have known up to now.
Save our planet. Indian farmers in Lac Andour and Paoni appeal for the government's help as water wells dry up and bore wells fail to find additional water.
Save our planet. The unusually mild weather attributed to climate change in Vancouver, Canada, causes organizers of the 2010 Winter Olympics to fly in thousands of tons of snow so that skiing and snowboarding events can take place as scheduled. Save our planet. Mauritania announces plans for a fund to help restore and alleviate the damage caused by human activities on the fragile environment.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nu, and this is Zoo.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and we are following a plant-based diet.
Today we would like to share a tip for helping our animal co-inhabitants.
During severe weather events, sometimes animal companions may require a temporary or permanent home.
Animal shelters can get very busy at these times, and may need extra assistance. Please consider calling shelters in nearby areas to offer your help.
Animal friends will be glad you remember them.
And you will be glad too. Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, European Commission donates 6 million euros in aid to Sri Lanka. The majority of the assistance, 5 million euros, will be used for the country's internally displaced persons, returnees, and host families. The funds will be used for security, temporary shelter, health services, and safety, among others. The remaining 1 million euro will be allocated to help refugees residing in camps in Tamil Nadu, India. European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Department will be directing the funds. The European Commission has given over 48 million euro in humanitarian relief to Sri Lanka since 2007. God bless you, European Commission, for your generous commitment to the people of Sri Lanka. May citizens of all nations soon live in plenitude on a peaceful planet.
In sustainability news, Dubai takes steps to enhance its green area. The Dubai Municipality in the Emirate of Dubai has released a manual on green roofs. This guide focuses on replenishing plants on rooftops and building facades by using water collected from air conditioning units. In addition, a public awareness campaign promoting eco-friendly growth has been inaugurated. Our sincere thanks, Dubai Municipality, for your earth-loving endeavours. May such laudable efforts, combined with humanity's adoption of a plant-based diet, help bring us into an era of a brilliant and long-lasting earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, a vegan society in New Zealand helps to make the compassionate diet more easily accessible. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling. So we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. More meaningful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a worthy world. In Veg News, a New Zealand vegan association shows the accessibility of plant-based products. The Vegan Society of Aotearoa, New Zealand has developed the Big Book of Vegan Products. This is a comprehensive list of vegan foods that are affordably available in supermarkets of New Zealand. The 33-page book is available on their website, vegansociety.co.nz, for free download. Vegan Society Coordinator Ms. Alice Leonard said, "We want to demonstrate how easy it is to eat normal food on a vegan diet. You don't need to go to a specialist store or spend a lot of money." Kudos, Ms. Alice Leonard and Vegan Society of Aotearoa, New Zealand, for highlighting the abundant availability of plant-based foods. May the compassionate lifestyle continue to grow far and wide for a kinder world.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. Let's now enjoy some humour with a joke told in Samoan entitled Guard Job.
Eyele sitama lua sa apalai e fiafanga luinga o se leo leo panguta. Sa fisili maila yaile boden. O le fangata ye o amionga vainga ye loka inei. Mata e te manatu e te mafai e lato. Ele aise faafita oli. Le tali e le tangata. Ale teo le amionga. E vave lavana te talai tua.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Every day when I wake up, I always watch Supreme Master Television and look forward to hearing the joke of the day and the news from around the world. Thank you for your heartwarming shows and spiritual information that changes my outlook on life every day. With loads of love and appreciation, Vivian, age 13, Washington, USA.
Loving Vivian, it is so good to know you enjoy watching Supreme Master Television. We pray that soon all will hear the fantastic news of Vegan World. In the meantime, please help the planet by sharing information with your friends about the earth-saving plant-based diet with divine light and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's boundless love be your everlasting companion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Azerbaijani Minister of Economic Development Shahin Musafayev and Swiss State Secretariat for Economic Affairs Monika Ruhul-Burz sign agreements to increase their country's cooperative endeavors across many different sectors.
Famed Chinese philanthropist Chen Guangba and 20 others raised more than $6 million to distribute throughout several provinces to people in need.
Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Libya call upon all Arab nations to generate unified support for Palestinian reconciliation.
U.S. scientists develop a method to increase the concentration of stem cells from discarded placentas, which they hope will significantly advance treatment for leukemia patients.
A quick-thinking Australian man uses surfboards to rescue a family of four who had become caught in a strong ocean current while trying to save their six-year-old child, with all being safely returned to shore.
German scientists find that low-temperature plasma beams directed at the material beneath tooth enamel reduces dental bacteria 10,000-fold, suggesting that painless plasma jets may one day replace conventional drilling.
After a boat containing 15 Mexican nationals capsized, U.S. Coast Guard, U.S. Customs Service, and the San Diego, California Fire Department found and airlifted them to safety.
Qatar Charity completes the construction of 12 mosques in various areas of Indonesia and announces the second phase of income-generating projects launched to assist residents in their recovery from the 2004 tsunami.
As a gesture of the country's friendship, the Chinese Red Cross donates $30,000 to support continued relief work in Albania following recent floods.
At the United Nations in New York City, USA, representatives of Brunei, Darussalam, and Montenegro sign a joint communique to formally establish diplomatic relations between their nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.